The Guardian.
Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic will answer charges of genocide at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. He's only the second higher-ranking official to be brought before the tribunal for crimes during the Balkan Wars. His former ally Slobodan Milosevic died in 2006 at the detention centre months before his verdict was due. The Guardian's Europe editor Ian Trainer has been telling us what we can expect from this trial.
Well, it'll be a different-looking Radovan Karadzic that we see today for the first time in public since he was arrested in a Belgrade bus last week. He will have his very long beard shaved and expected to have had quite a serious haircut. So he might be recognisable in a way that he wasn't immediately recognisable to those of us who have encountered him before. He will go before a judge at the tribunal in the Netherlands this afternoon, where he is expected to deliver a plea, presumably of not guilty, to 11 charges of genocide, complicity in genocide, extermination, murder, killing, persecution, and so on and so forth. Basically, the worst crimes on the international statute book. The judge will read out the charges against him, and then Karadzic will be remanded in his cell along with 37 other inmates in the detention unit just outside The Hague, where he will be for several months until the trial begins. The fly in the ointment here, of course, is that he may well refuse to enter a plea this afternoon. That is his right. He's entitled to do that. He tried to delay the extradition from Belgrade for several days through appeal procedures, and he may try the same gambit in The Hague. That could delay things by a month. Within 30 days, he has to appear before a judge, have the charges against him read out, and enter a plea. If he enters no plea at all, then it's assumed that he is pleading not guilty.
Does he, in fact, recognise the court? Is he going to treat them with the respect that they believe they deserve?
Probably not, to judge by his peers and fellow Bosnian Serb leaders and Serbian leaders, notably Slobodan Milosevic, who died in custody in The Hague a couple of years ago, at the other ongoing trial at the moment of Vojislav Šešelj, the Belgrade leader of the Radicals Party, is on trial now and refuses to recognize the court, insists on defending himself. Karadzic says his lawyer will also opt to defend himself, to mount a self-defense. That gives him a platform for parading to his domestic audience and using the dock in The Hague as a stage, effectively, to appeal to his supporters at home. But whether it does his legal case actually any good is a moot point.
Is he likely to play legal games, changing his legal team, as we saw with Saddam Hussein, you know, losing some of his legal team and then changing it over and over and over again?
It's all in the realm of the possible. It has happened before. Milosevic, for example, had lawyers, didn't have lawyers, fired lawyers, defended himself. It was a time-consuming process. It was a time-wasting tactic. Šešelj gets up to the same tricks. And it wouldn't surprise anyone. Karadzic, of course, is well known to be a showman. He loves the public stage, and this is perhaps a notorious but nonetheless a very high-profile public stage.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.